I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back. Another week.
Another disco to burn.
Oh, my God. So true, actually. Also, I have to tell you, I started listening to, what's his name?
Jake
Shane's
Isn't
podcast.
Isn't it so good?
The people that write into that.
Insane. Every time I listen to it while I work.
Every time.
Yeah. I listen to it while I'm like doing work, and every single time like I tone it out for a while, and then I come back in and I'm like, what the fuck did they just say?
No, like, how? How are these people actually going through that? If you guys haven't listened to that podcast, like,
you
the submissions that he gets are like actually crazy.
You have to listen. It's so good. Like, it's his podcast.
And he's so funny.
He's such a funny person. And the podcast is like, that's my favorite podcast. It's so good. And I don't listen to podcasts, but I listen to this every week.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, really I'm like, good. Let's go.
I cannot believe the submissions. Like, it's like the most outlandish, like out of pocket stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, this is what you should do. And I'm like, damn.
And he has the perfect recommendation for them every time. It's so funny.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so niche every time.
And it's perfect because it comes out right after ours. So you can listen to them back to back.
So true. So you have to listen to ours.
You can't leave us.
You better listen to ours. No. If we recommend another podcast, that doesn't mean you should replace ours.
Yeah. Even though Jake slays, I love his podcast so much. But
I know.
Anyway.
Okay. Jumping right in. Let's start with the girls that live in delusion, like we do every week, because we're so delusional.
Okay, but
this
delusional,
is our life update.
Being delusional works, okay?
True.
Guys, I got my Fruit Riot PR package, so I just
to start with it.
Okay, they sent me the freezer bag. If you guys saw my original video, they sent me the freezer bag from that video. They sent me a crew neck, which is light blue, and it says Fruit Riot on the front, but they did it in, like, a bumpy fabric, so it's, like, felted kind of on the front, and then the back says What the Fruit, which is just so iconic. I'm obsessed with it.
No, it's so cute.
And then they sent me 2 bags of mango, 2 bags of pineapple, 2 bags of regular grapes, and 2 bags of the flavored grapes. Like, they sent me everything times 2.
It's so much.
I have so much frozen fruit in my freezer right now. Like, I literally was opening it, and it just kept coming out of the box, and I was like, this can't be real. Like, there's no way.
No, like, we really manifested this.
Like, it blows my mind, and I have so much that I'm going to bring some to the office tomorrow because I'm like, I have so much frozen fruit.
That's so nice.
Well, because I already had 3 open bags in my freezer before they sent me any because I was buying it for myself. So I had a bag of mango, bag of pineapple, and a bag of regular grapes in my freezer already, and I just put all of them into one of the bags because they were, like, half empty. So I combined them all and made, like, a little mix.
Ooh, wait, that sounds good. Yeah. They should make mix packs.
I had that yesterday, and it slayed. But I'm going to bring it to the office tomorrow so that if anyone wants to try any, they can, because I have so many bags in my freezer.
You should be, like, you guys should come out with, like, packs of, like, all the fruits together.
Yeah, like, different fruits. Yeah, because they are very good together. Yeah. I also think they should make a mandarin orange one. Like the little orange slices.
Oh my god,
slices.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
That would be so good.
So good. But
I wonder how those would freeze. Probably fine.
I don't know. That's not for me to figure out. Or if they did, okay, here's my other idea. So there's already true fruit, which is like the chocolate covered fruit.
Mm-hmm. So good.
But what if they did a chamoy and tahine covered fruit and froze it?
That would be so good.
Like the pineapple and the mango covered in chamoy and tahine and frozen.
So
oh my god,
good.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it. It sounds so good. Like, that's my dream.
That does sound so good.
How has no one done that yet? First of all,
you need to work for them.
No, for real. Y'all hiring or what? Like, I have ideas. Yeah. I've got ideas. Let's go.
I want them to do like a raspberry, like a frozen raspberry.
Oh my god, that'd be
something.
So good. Like,
yeah.
Sour raspberry.
Yeah. Yeah, sour. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes my mouth water.
Because those are
delicious.
Easy to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, weirdly enough, because you've had them, because I gave them to you when you were here a few weeks ago. But I got the flavored grapes. And in the flavored grapes bag, I had seen someone comment on my TikTok and say that they got red grapes instead of green grapes. And I was like, weird. I've never had that happen to me before. And I opened the mixed bag and half of them were red grapes and half of them were green grapes.
Weird.
But the red grapes were so good because they're like a little bit sweeter. So, like, with the sour on the outside. Oh, my God. I was like, this is...
Oh, that honestly sounds better.
Yeah, it was really good. And it had the flavored sour on the outside, too. So, it was like, oh.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
Guys, they're so good. Like, I cannot stress this enough.
Okay, this is everyone's reminder. Manifestation works. Being delusional works.
Yeah, correct. Also, I saw we both went to sports games this weekend.
I know. I saw that, too. I was going to say we're in our sports era.
Yeah, for real. What game did you go to?
I went to the Rockies game for approximately 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was brave.
Such a waste of money.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
It was so cold. And I did not dress for the weather. Like, I could not have been more underdressed.
I was going to say, it was so cold. Did you go Friday or Saturday?
Saturday, when it was 100 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I went out, like, that morning to grab a coffee, and it was, like, cold, but it wasn't that bad. And so I was like, oh, I'll be fine, like, wearing jeans and, like, I wore a little jacket, like, a fashionable jacket.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
And good thing, because I almost didn't wear that.
Yeah.
And it was, like, sunny, and so I was like, it's fine. And, yeah, then got there, and once the sun went down, oh, my God, it was so cold.
It was
but
so
I
cold.
Did, find the cameraman that was like, you know how people like play games?
Yeah.
I found the guy and he didn't let me play a game, but he did let me like wave at the camera.
Did you get put on the big screen?
I don't know because I couldn't see the big screen when I was doing it. So yeah. I don't know if it was for TV or like the big screen. I think it was the big screen.
Yeah, it was probably the big screen. That's so funny.
I literally followed him around the whole entire place and then I was like, where can I be on TV? And he was like, here. And I was like, leaving.
Okay, yeah, it's funny because...
And then we left.
It was funny because Amber and I were talking about what to do this weekend. And I was like, oh, the Rockies are playing, the Nuggets are playing, and then the Avs played on Sunday. And we were like, oh, like, which one should we go to? And we couldn't decide. And I was like, well, the Nuggets is more expensive. The Rockies is obviously super cheap. And then Amber looked at the weather and she was like, yeah, we're not going to the Rockies game. And I was like, you are so right.
Like, why did I not look at the weather?
So we went to the Nuggets game where we were nice and warm and we had great seats.
Yeah.
If there's one thing about me, I will find a good resale seat. Like, I will sit and I will
Your
watch.
Your seats were so good.
And I will find a good resale ticket. Like, that is my one power in this world is finding a good resale ticket. And I succeed every single time. And we were like... lower bowl, maybe 20 rows back for $99.
No, you're in such a good spot.
$99.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, the Nuggets are very good. So the tickets are usually really expensive. And, like, they're about to go into playoffs, and they won the championship last year. So, like, they're a big deal, and the tickets are expensive. But I sat and I waited, and then I got them for $99 each. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was really fun, though.
Oh, we were so sporty.
Yeah, look at us. I do love a basketball game.
I will
game.
Say, though, like, I didn't even look at the field one time, so.
I was clocked into that game. But also, it was so fun because they played the Hawks, and they beat them by, like, a lot. But there's two players on the Denver Nuggets team from UVA, which is my favorite college team to root for in, like, March Madness and just in college basketball in general because, like, I grew up with UVA. So there's two players from UVA on the Nuggets, but they don't start. And because they were winning by so much, they put one of them in at the very end of the game, and he dunked and he scored another – I don't remember if it was a – I think it was just a regular shot. But anyway, he scored twice, and I was like, yeah – I was like, UVA, let's go. I was like, I should have worn my UVA jersey. Like, if I had known that you were going to come out, I would have worn my UVA jersey. But it was really cool because I saw him play at UVA. And then I got to see him play for the Nuggets, which is wild.
Wait, that's cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, the world is so small. That's crazy.
Yeah. I love basketball.
I love that for you. Did you guys get any food?
Oh, of
That's
course
all
we got food.
Is the snacks.
I got fries.
Tell us what you got.
I ate Yum. Some food beforehand. Amber got chicken tenders and fries. And then, of course, our gate for our seats was right next to the frozen cocktail truck, which was perfect. And they had three different kinds of rum cocktails. Like, they had a pina colada, strawberry, and mango that you could choose from. And then they had a regular lime margarita frozen, and you could mix any of them. Amber and I both just got regular lime margarita, but they gave you a little gummy fruit instead of like a lime. It was like a gummy
cute.
Lime. Yeah, it was really cute. It was delicious.
Wait, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was delicious. I had a great time.
That is fun.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Go sports. Go Denver sports.
Go sports.
Except for the Rockies because they suck. Go sports until
it's freezing and you're not wearing a jacket.
Although the Rockies won this weekend, huh? Or did they win only on Friday?
They won on Friday. I don't know if they won when I was there. Yeah, they did. I legitimately was there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to be good. Like, I just, but they're,
no.
There's no hope for them, unfortunately. The Nuggets and the Avs, though, let's go.
Yeah.
Denver sports.
True. Okay, moving on from our sports podcast. This is our obsessive little me segment where we say what we're obsessed with or like give recommendations that you guys need to try. What are you obsessed with?
Okay, well, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be over, but March Madness, not to go back to sports. Mm-hmm. You literally said,
so we that's are not sports. In our sports era.
And I said, well, that's why I said, well, because I am very invested. On the women's side, Iowa and South Carolina played each other for the finals. And if you guys don't know, Caitlin Clark is like an icon on the Iowa team. And that game was crazy. And like, it was just really, I'm just so happy that like women's sports is like finally getting recognition for things. It's just really nice to see.
Yeah, I love that.
And then we're recording this on Monday, and tonight is the final for the men's tournament. So we'll see who wins, but I love March Madness. It's my favorite time of the year.
And then it's done?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah. Well, it ends always before playoffs for NBA. Like, they have it finished beforehand.
Wait, today's the last day?
Yeah, it's the final today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
The championship is today. What about you?
What am I obsessed with?
I'd also like to say, while you're thinking, I'm so glad that we're getting so much new music soon, because I have like nothing to listen to. Oh my God,
I was gonna
right
just
now.
Say that. Yeah, I've been listening to literally nothing, podcasts.
Yeah, like I was listening to Beyonce for a really, really long time, and now I'm just like shuffling through everything because I. And so I'm glad that like all of the girlies are about to serve us with so much music. Because I need more
the
music.
The Beyonce and Miley song is so
it's
good.
It's so good.
That's one of my new favorite songs.
Yeah.
But Billie Eilish just announced that she's coming out with a new album. Sabrina Carpenter.
When this
obviously
episode
Taylor.
Comes out, Sabrina will be coming out tomorrow when this episode comes out.
Yay!
And of course it's called
I'm
Espresso.
So
like, come on. Could it be
I know.
Any more
of
pointed
of course. It's of course.
Like, come
of
on.
Of course.
She did that for the Espresso
it's just
Martini
the perfect
Girls.
Name too.
And that was us. Which is actually really interesting because she was just on that Spotify playlist, or maybe it was Apple, but the title of the playlist was Espresso Martini, and it was like a going out playlist.
Oh.
And she was featured on it, and she posted it on her story, and she was like, my full personality in a playlist, and now she's coming out with a song called Espresso.
Oh, so that makes sense now.
So that was, that had to have been like
yeah,
on
I
purpose.
Love that.
Yeah. I thought about that this morning. I was like, oh, Easter egg.
Yeah. Okay. We also have to talk about how Taylor posted like the lyrics about the eclipse, and when we're recording this today was the eclipse.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Taylor Swift like caused the eclipse.
First of all, of course she has a fucking lyric with eclipse in it again. Like,
I know.
Of course
she's obsessed.
Of course she just made one for this new album, and of course it just perfectly fits within the day of the eclipse where she can tease it because the album comes out next week. Like, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Anyway, what are you obsessed with?
Yeah, but what I was saying was, oh yeah, wait, before I say what I'm obsessed with, the eclipse is like, I can't stop thinking about how the sun blocks the, oh wait, no.
The moon blocks
the sun.
The moon
blocks the sun from shining. And I was sitting there today thinking about that, and then I was like, she had to have thought about that.
I was laughing so hard because when you texted that today, you like didn't explain the thought process. You literally were just like, wait, the eclipse.
I was like, the moon
blocks the sun. And I was like, I think I responded. I just said, right.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's how it works. Correct.
But if you think about.
No, I knew what
Taylor's
you meant.
Taylor's the
like,
sun trying to be jeweled.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't give context.
I knew what you meant. I was literally just like. Yes, like it looked like you were just figuring out how it worked, and I was like, correct, that's how a solar eclipse works.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, that's what's happening in the sky? No. If you think about Taylor Swift.
Metaphorically.
A man is blocking her from shining.
Yeah.
And that's what the album's about, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I'm obsessed with is, I'm just going to say books because it's always on the top of my mind. This like past couple weeks, I read two books. The first one's called First Lie Wins, which I've been seeing all over TikTok and, like, Instagram.
Okay.
And it's like a mystery, of course.
Right.
But it was so good because, like, usually the books that I read, like, I have to really do research into, like, if it's going to scare me because, like, I obviously, like, get scared easy.
Yeah.
And this one was perfect because it was, like, a page turner and, like, I literally couldn't put it down, but it was not scary at all. Like, it was very much, like, what's going to happen, like, who are these people really, that kind of thing. And then the second book that I read is called Can't Look Away. And oh my God, this was one of the best books I've read in so long. And I feel like you would like it because it's very like, it's like a romance, but it's like what I love where they like date and then they break up and then they like get reconnected. But then there's like this mystery aspect of it where there's like a second, like every other chapter is told from like a different person's view and you're like trying to figure out who that person is. And then like, it all like, I didn't love the end, but like it was good in the middle. So highly recommend. Those are my obsessions.
Sly.
Okay. Everyone take a deep breath and tell us what you're mad about. This is our mad woman section. What are you mad about? No, like I can't think of anything.
I'm not really angry right now.
Me too. Like maybe we should just go with it and just skip this one this week.
Oof.
Because, like, we've been mad a lot lately.
Like, things have, knock on wood.
But I'm feeling good.
Things have been okay. Knock on wood.
Literally, knock on wood. Like, oh, my God. I'm so superstitious like this. I can't.
Yeah, I can't be mad.
Maybe next week we'll come back and be mad.
I have 8 Hopefully bags not. Of Fruit Riot in my freezer. What is there for me to be mad about?
True. Life's good.
I'm wearing a poppy sweatsuit that I did not get sent.
Oh, my God.
Life Where'd is you good. Get that? They sent them to Chloe and Addison, and Addison was obviously not going to wear a hot pink sweatsuit, so he gave it to me, and it's so comfortable.
God, you literally look like an influencer.
And it's the best thing I ever owned. Yeah, I wore it to Trader Joe's on Saturday. I went to Trader Joe's wearing my poppy crew neck, my white sweatpants, my Adidas Gazelles, and my Lululemon fanny pack, and I was like, this is like the most,
like, you like, literally are
like, I'm the epitome of a girl cutter influencer. Yeah, like I was like, I am literally just a girl. And I walked in and like two of the girls and there were like, I like your sweater, and I was like, thanks. Because I was like, I know, like, you know that, girl. It's a poppy sweatshirt because it says poppy right in the middle.
You're like, follow me.
As I'm buying the Trader Joe's brand version of poppy, like
yeah
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, but
what's,
yeah, no.
What's a girl gotta do?
I'm not very angry right now. That'll change next week, I'm sure. I love that for us, like,
truly.
We're traveling this weekend, so I'm sure something will shift.
Something's gonna happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. We can never have a normal trip anymore.
No. Also, I want to say, this weekend, mm-hmm. after you listen to this episode, is our 2-year anniversary of our podcast.
On April 13th. Which
is so crazy. Yeah, which is, like, literally insane. So we have like some ideas of what we could do for that episode, which is going to be next week's episode. But if you guys have any like ideas or anything, please write in because it's like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Unless we do like a full, like a burning question episode and you guys just write in like everything you've ever wanted to know from us for the past 2 years.
True.
Or something like
that. Do that. Write that in if you want to do that and we'll see if we have enough. But speaking of our burning questions, let's get into them. This is where you guys can write in anonymously at the link in our bio, and we'll read your questions, comments, stories, everything. Okay, this person says, you should do an episode or segment about red carpet looks. What's your fave and least fave Taylor red carpet look? This is such a good question.
It is a very good question.
We should do an episode about red carpet looks, like rate all of Taylor's or something, and like Harry, Olivia, like rate everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't like say it off the top of my head because
I was gonna say, do you have one off the top of your head? Because I don't think I have one off the top of my head.
I don't think so. Taylor's always like hard for me because she always like looks good, but like she could always look better.
I will say,
like,
I think,
not her outfit, I mean.
I think one of my favorite ones recently was the green dress.
That's what's coming to my mind too, is the green
wavy
dress.
Hair. Because for her, I feel like the outfit can be like a sleigh, and then the hair, I'm like, what are we doing? But that one, like,
yeah,
the
it's always
slayed
too,
and
like,
the hair slayed.
And the hair, yeah. It has to be like the hair is good and the outfit's bad, or the outfit's good and the hair is bad.
Also, Grammy's Folklore year was just iconic. Like, I mean, people are still rewearing that outfit like all the time. Like, that one's so iconic.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to think about this. Let's do an episode about it.
Yeah.
Okay. If Taylor's songs were actual people, which songs do you think would be friends and or hate each other in real life?
This is crazy. This is such a good question. Like, how did your brain
this is such a creative come up with question. This idea?
Yeah, like, how did you come up with this question? Like, I just...
Yeah, this is crazy.
That's iconic.
The only thing... The first thing that I'm thinking is we did an episode about, like... We did an episode about how, like, lyrics are, like, tied to each other from Taylor. Or, like, the lyrics that relate to each other. And so, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, those songs would be friends because they're, like, sister songs.
All I can think about is how much the Torture Poets Department is going to hate Lover.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
It's kind of giving, like, how debut would be, like, enemies with reputation.
I also think that, like, Bejeweled would hate The Great War.
Yeah. It's pretty much like all the Joe and Taylor songs that like, that's like were all love I can songs think of, and then you know? Breakup songs.
Because I'm just like, yeah. Because that's the only people, that's like the only, I mean, well, actually, I take that back. Style would also hate Is It Over Now?
Yeah. Ours would hate Dear John.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, my God. I Can See You would hate Back to December.
Yeah. Stay, Stay, Stay would hate All Too Well. Is that song about him? I think it is.
I have no idea. Or The Moment I Knew.
Don't even bring up that song.
The Moment I Knew. No, The Moment I Knew would hate Red, the song.
Yeah. 22, or The Moment I Knew would love 22.
Yeah. This is such a fun game. Wait, I'm actually really enjoying this.
Like, I'm really like, wait. Like a mind game. Like, I'm trying to think of all the songs. Delicate would love, what's a song that's like Daylight or something?
Cornelia Street.
Yeah, Cornelia Street. Or like a song where she's like happy, you know? They're very few and far between.
Yeah. August and Betty though.
Yeah. Oh.
August would hate so Betty. True. And Betty would hate
and
August.
Betty would hate August. 100%.
I'm trying to think of like I'm trying Fearless. To think of, like
her older. 15 and You're On Your Own Kid, like they would just be friends.
Yeah. They're the same song in different fonts.
Yeah.
Oh. Should Have Said No and Picture to Burn would be best friends.
Yeah.
You're Not Sorry, Picture to Burn, Should Have Said No, Tell Me Why, best friends.
Yeah.
That's a,
like
that's
a girl gang.
That's a girl group if I've ever seen one. This is like the best question ever. I have like, I just could go on like this forever.
No, me too. I could like, if you gave me all of her songs, I could sit for hours.
Ready for it lists. And I Did Something Bad would be best friends.
Yeah. I Did Something Bad and Vigilante Shit.
Yeah.
Maybe like we should do an episode where we pick a song.
Yeah.
And then we have to like do this. Like the song that it would love and the song it would hate.
Yeah.
And we like go through each song. Maybe we should do that with Tortured Poets and like it how it relates to the other songs. Oh
yeah. Love
that. Would be good.
That's what we should do after okay. It comes out.
Okay.
Love that.
Okay. We have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. This person says, hi, guys. Sorry this is such a late response. Had to take a little mental health pause. Slay for you. Everyone, take a mental health pause when you need it.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
But I really appreciate you guys talking about my response a few weeks ago. The Peter Parker one, not the Peter Kavinsky, although he's great too, LOL. I think this is the one that they were saying, like, they want a boyfriend.
Yeah. Or they were like, I was watching Spider-Man and I just realized how much I want a boyfriend and how much I want Peter Parker. And I said, you're so real for that. Because so I think true. All of their friends have boyfriends too.
Okay. Yes. Just want to respond to a few things you guys said. First, thanks for calling me out on the whole saying sorry thing. That's definitely been an issue for me lately.
You're welcome.
Also, I went through a pretty bad breakup period like a little over a year ago, and it definitely affected me negatively into thinking that I need a boyfriend to be happy. While I've improved a lot in that, it's been a long time, and I just feel like having a boyfriend would make me so much less lonely. Yes, it probably will feel cringy in the long run, but I also feel like maybe it's worth it right now. I don't really know. It's overall just tough, and my friend's accidental peer pressure doesn't really help either. They drink a lot, and I've never had a sip, and this just feels like another thing that makes me stand out in the group. While the drinking thing is my choice, I'm already on the outskirts of the group. Just feel like maybe I should cave to be better friends with them. That probably sounds really stupid, and sorry for the long write-in, LOL. Love you guys so much. You guys bring so much joy into my and so many other people's lives every Wednesday. Oh my god, the end of that was so nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts here. Speak your truth. First of all, do not feel peer pressure to drink alcohol.
No, literally, like, I can't even, like, explain how you shouldn't feel peer pressure to drink alcohol.
Like, it's okay. It's really not that serious.
Something that I've learned in my life is I'm so proud of the fact that I don't give in to peer pressure ever.
Yeah, like, no, Aspen doesn't. Will. She's, like, immune to peer pressure and immune to FOMO.
It's truly my best quality.
It is. It's shocking
and
sometimes.
And I also, and it's the reason that I literally didn't drink alcohol till I was, old.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. I literally just never wanted to. Like, it wasn't, like, wait, what did you say?
I said I can't relate.
Okay. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Legally speaking, this is all fake. But it's good because you have both sides of the spectrum here. So, slay.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, having that power in yourself to not to know that no matter what someone says, you're going to stand strong in your beliefs. It honestly raises your self-confidence a lot, because I feel like when you say to your true to yourself and you commit to the things that you said you were going to do and don't let anyone talk you into that, your self-confidence gets higher, and then it everything's better that way. So just think about that. You told yourself you don't want to, and you don't have to have a full reason. Just do it on your own terms. Do it not on someone else's terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you can make a fun little drink to sip on while everyone else is drinking, and then it makes you feel like you're drinking, but you're not. I love an orange juice or a pineapple juice with a tajin rim. Then I feel like I'm drinking a margarita. That's great. I'm sure none of your friends in high school are drinking margaritas, though. So on that one, just do a seltzer water, something like that.
A soda.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I allegedly did drink in high school as a teenager. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And I would have never cared if somebody was none of my friends.
No, people don't care.
Sober, but it's not. I at this point, I mean, it's been I'm not going to say how many years it's been since I graduated high school, but I would never think about that now. And in the moment, I was never why are you drinking alcohol?
It was
never that serious.
And honestly,
allegedly.
Allegedly go to places where other people were drinking. And I never felt sure. I was kind of oh, this is a little weird that everyone's blacked out and I'm totally fine. But at the same time, my friends were always you want a drink? And I was no thanks. And then they would just drop it. And we would never talk about it again that night. And we'd all just have fun.
Yeah.
So it's not as big of a deal, I think, as you think it is to other people.
Also, if they are making it a big deal,
who cares?
You got to get out of there.
Yeah, that's not your friends.
You got to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
Yeah.
Also, you hold so much power if you're the only sober one at a party.
Oh, trust me, the things that I have seen.
You hold so much power.
I didn't go to
a lot
of parties, but the ones that I did go to, Anyways, moving on to the part about the boyfriend.
Okay, this is where I'll hop in because Aspen doesn't have any experience in this department.
Yeah, yeah. I've always had a boyfriend. Well, okay, that's not true. I didn't have a boyfriend all of high school.
Okay. I have never been in a serious committed relationship, and I will just say it is so nice to not have to worry about another person. And it does suck sometimes. I'll have time to time where I'm ugh, damn, you know, but then other times I'm this is so nice. If I'm busy, I don't have to worry about making time for someone else. I have my friends to hang out with. Anything that you want to go out and do with a boyfriend, obviously, you know what I mean. You can do with a friend. You want to go out to dinner?
Yeah.
Go with a friend. You want to
go with a friend.
Shopping? Go with a friend. Do you want to go to the movies? Go with a friend.
And it's honestly probably more fun with a friend because your boyfriend might not always have the same interests as you.
Yeah, and also, like, that being said, if some of your friends are, like, too busy for you because they have boyfriends, also they're not good friends because I hate, yeah. There's nothing I hate more in the entire
world. It's literally the worst.
When a friend gets a boyfriend and they just pretend like you don't exist anymore. Like, that is my biggest pet peeve. And I think that that also just comes from me, like, never being in a serious relationship because I'm, like, I could never... I can't even imagine just, like, dropping my whole life for someone. Like, I...
No, it would... It's, like, horrible.
Yeah, like, I could never... Like, I would just be, like, how... I, no, like, I'm hanging out with my friends, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, hello?
You have to put, like, your life first. And that's what I was going to say is, like, you have to be... In order to get into a relationship, you have to be okay being alone.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way it will ever work. And, like, let me tell you, that is the only way it will ever work. Like, you cannot depend on another person to make you happy, and you cannot depend on another person to make you not lonely. Like, you have to be so confident and happy in yourself, and then that person will just, like, bring something to your life, like, not, like, fill a void or something like that. Like, it's that also, is literally the secret to a relationship is, like, you have to just be okay being alone first.
It sounds, like, so cringy and, like, you hear this all the time, but, like, you do accept the love that you think you deserve. So, like, you need to figure out how to, like, love yourself for you before someone else is going to be able to love you for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, when you say, like, a boyfriend will make you feel, like, less lonely, like, the boyfriend's not going to make you feel less lonely because you're already lonely.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure out how to be happy just being by yourself, and then that will just add to your life, not, like, fill something.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
So, thank you.
In conclusion, that was good for you too. High school doesn't really matter. So, yeah, true. Like, drop realistically, out. It's just, no, I mean, like, but, like, the social, like, whatever of high school is so stupid.
Who cares?
I don't remember half the shit that even happened
but
to me,
like,
in
the moment it seems like literally the biggest thing that could ever happen, so, like, I understand, like, it seems like it's all, you know.
Yeah,
but, like, just know, like, in hindsight, like, just focus on yourself, get a hobby that you love. If you're feeling lonely, call your friends, make plans, like, you're gonna be okay.
Also,
you're on your own, kid. You always have been,
also,
but it's okay.
Like, dating in high school is just so hard because, like, the only people you know are the people that you know. Like, you're not, like, out meeting new people. It's, like, literally just the people that you go to high school with, or, like, your neighboring high schools. Like, the pool is small.
It's a small group,
and it's not usually a good pool.
No, you're gonna be so okay.
Yeah, like, it really is gonna be okay.
I promise.
You should listen to Bejeweled.
You're on your own, kid.
You're on your own, kid. And Conan Gray's last album, not his most recent one that just came out, but the one before this one that had, like, movies and Footnote and, like, those in it.
That album is so good.
And he has a lot of songs on there about, like, never actually being in love with someone. And I just, he slays. Because when I listened to that for the first time, I was like, wow, nobody talks about this. But, like, slay, Conan, you know?
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Also, that album is just, like, incredible.
It's so good.
Did you listen to his new album?
No.
I haven't either.
I know it's very, like, 80s pop vibes, so I just feel like I need to be in the right headspace for that.
Yeah. Okay. This person says, hey, pod girlies, can I get any advice about how to make small talk? I'm in college and constantly having the same conversations with different people. I would love to get to know someone on a deeper level, but I feel so awkward.
Okay, this is the worst
Girl,
question for Aspen.
No, like, if you know me, I hate small talk.
Hate,
like,
small talk.
Give me a topic that I'm interested about and I'll never stop talking, but, like, if you want me to ask you, like, what do you do for work, like, oh my god, I can't. It, like, I never know what to say. I'm so uncomfortable.
I love small, like, I will yap in a small talk scenario all day. I love a small talk.
Yeah, so, okay, tell us your secrets.
Okay, first of all, it's a balance. So it's, like, a weird, like, you're walking a tightrope between really wanting to talk about yourself and also knowing that other people love to talk about themselves. So it's, like, you need to ask questions about the other person. But once you ask, like, it's not like you're just spouting questions off to someone. Like, you need to ask questions and then based off of their answer, like, continue the conversation from their answer. So, like, say I asked Aspen, well, first of all, Aspen and I have so much in common, so that's not –
Yeah. Helpful, but getting to, like, they're saying they want to get to, like, the deeper level. Like, I feel like you have to find something that you have in common.
Yeah. So you have to work to get to that. So, like, say,
like, if you're in college, like, what's your major? If you're trying to make small talk with someone, like, that's the first thing I would think of is be like, so what are you studying?
Yeah. So, like, if I went up to Aspen in college and I was like, oh, so what are you studying? And she said, like, oh, I'm, this is not true. Well, actually, it could be true. If I went up to Aspen while we were in college, while we were both still in college, if I went up to Aspen and I said, oh, what are you studying? And you said you were getting a nutrition degree, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I'm doing this like fitness thing and I track my macros and like I do the thing. Like, that's so cool. And then you just like,
yeah, you just build. Have to find something that like you can relate to off of what they're saying.
And then you don't have, you, the key is to not feel awkward, because if you're saying something to them, like, you don't want to just be like, oh, cool.
No, that's me. That's literally like, me. You have to, I'm always like, so, and then the conversation ends and I'm like, okay.
Also, my biggest problem, well, I think the reason why I'm successful at this, and also it's like my biggest issue, is that if I'm like, I'm thinking about in a work scenario now, like I'm on Zoom calls with clients all the time. That's
what also I'm thinking of.
Like, I'm on Zoom calls all the time. And every time I'm on a Zoom call, like, we'll be, I'm just yapping away and like, will yeah. I overshare? Probably. But also, like, I will crack a joke after joke and I'm just like,
yeah,
I just like slip in my little jokes and then they laugh and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was talking to a client a few weeks ago and he was telling me about his experience with 23andMe. Like, I mean, it would, like, I will, like, yeah. I love to, yeah.
You just have to find the niche thing.
And you have to find, like, and if you're sharing information about yourself while you're asking information about the other person, like, they're going to feel comfortable enough to, like, share and be on that deeper level. So basically, yeah. It's like asking questions about them, but then, like, kind of making it about you too, so that there's something that you guys can like chat about.
That's but my like advice. Make sure you're asking them a lot of questions.
Yeah, but you don't want it because, to just be like question. Like, you want it to be like, yeah, a flowing, yeah, like a conversation.
You could be like, oh, like, so what area do you live in? And then if they're like this, it'd be like, oh, I love that area. Like, have you ever been to this restaurant? And then they're like, yeah. And then like you just keep going, yeah, from there.
And if it doesn't flow, like, that's fine. You can just walk away.
Yeah, who cares? But that'll actually like show you who the people that you like are going to be friends, yeah, with. Like, that's how you build a friendship.
Like, the conversation, like, oh, wait, has to flow. We have
so much in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that's why we're here.
Oh my God. Yeah. Trope. But yeah, I understand you. It's literally so awkward.
Yeah. Aspen,
I'm fine with the first 5 minutes and then I'm like, okay, yeah, have a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Song Small Talk by Niall Horan.
Oh my God. Perfect. Talk Too Much by Renee Rapp.
Ooh, that's Diary a good one.
School Kid.
Actually, that's a really good one. Those are both very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Those are all our questions. Please write in next week if you have anything that we should do for our 2-year anniversary. But this week, we talked about doing this a couple weeks ago, but we're going to draft the Tortured Poets Department album before it comes out and then kind of like react to how we did it and see like how our draft turned out once we hear the songs.
Okay, I think we need to like rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first, like who gets first draft pick.
Okay. We're queens of rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You get to go first.
I had scissors and Aspen had paper, so I get to go first.
Paper.
Damn. My okay. First draft pick is the smallest.
We all know what it's going to be.
The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I'm going to put a little K next to it.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay. My first one is So Long London.
Oof, that's a good one. That was a good choice.
Thank you. Those like really show, you know, like the first pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so fucking excited for that song.
Me too.
My next pick is I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can.
Wow, that's good. My next one is Fresh Out the Slammer.
Oof.
I'm so interested to see what this song is about. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. If it's going to be like a relationship or her record label, yeah, or like, I don't know.
Yeah. My next pick is Guilty as Sin? Question mark.
Ooh, that's good.
Because why is there a question mark? It stresses me like, out.
Yeah. What is it going to be about?
Yeah.
Mine is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I think that this is what her story was about today when she posted the eclipse lyric.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because she says
crowd
like
screaming crowd or whatever.
Screams, yeah,
yeah.
Or cheers or whatever. And then Paris said,
oh my God, yeah.
Paris was like, yeah, I think it's either that or Florida. And I was like, oh.
Okay, I was also thinking Florida, because in my mind, like, Florida's about when she played in Florida. But, like, it also could be about anything.
Yeah. Okay. My next pick is Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
That's what I was going to pick next. let me see. Isn't it weird how, like, all the bonus tracks are, like, the...
I know, I was just like, thinking
the
that.
Manuscript, the Bolter. Yeah. Like, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is Love of My Life, or we thought it was going to be Loss of My Life.
Yeah, LMOL.
LOML.
Okay. My next one is The Alchemy, because I think there's going to be a connection to Afterglow, because she says chemistry till it blows up. So I have to claim...
Yeah. You have to. I'm going to go Florida.
Okay.
Florence and the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Wow, perfect. We each have a feature.
Oh, my God. True.
Slay.
You guys, this album is going to be so good. No, like, I'm reading these titles and I'm shocked.
It's crazy. God. Okay. I am going to choose Clara Bow next.
Ooh, that's good.
Because I think it's really iconic that, like, she was the first it girl. Like, I feel like that's gonna slay. Yeah.
I pick Down Bad.
That was one of the ones that I was contemplating. I also keep thinking that I'm gonna pick But Daddy, I Love Him, but I cannot get it out of my brain that you said it's about Matty Healy. And so, like, I just can't. Like,
I'll pick that one.
If it is, I just literally can't. Okay, my next pick is...
Okay, well, now that, like, all this is coming out, like, I don't know really what's coming out, but all the speculation, like, I think it's about Joe.
Yeah, like, I fear everything's about Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pick The Albatross.
Okay.
Because I really like that poem.
Wait, what is that again? Oh, yeah.
It's the bird. The poem. But it's, like, a poem in a book. And I really liked the poem. Like, it came out and I sent you guys 18 pages of information about the Albatross poem.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's going to be so good.
You're really carrying the first half of the album and I'm really carrying the second half of the album. No, I know. Like,
so true. We still have...
Wait, what's track 5?
I'm going to read it for people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Long, London. That's why you picked it. Right.
Of course. Also, like, the title is just, like...
Yeah, no, I know.
It's so obvious what it's about. Like, it's going to be sad.
Of course, that was your first pick.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, read off the ones that we have left.
We still have The Tortured Poets Department, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, The Manuscript, The Bolter, and The Black Dog.
Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
Wait, what did you just pick?
But Daddy, I Love Him.
Oh, Sly. Okay. Okay. My next pick is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My next pick is The Bolter.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick...
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is kind of giving blank space to me. I don't know why.
I know. I'm torn. Because, like, the title track, though, like...
Yeah.
But I don't frequently like title tracks, so I'm going to go with Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Okay, I'm going to go with The Tortured Poets Department.
Valid.
It better be sad. It's giving sad.
It better be sad. Okay.
Better be... This album better be sad.
My final pick is The Black Dog.
Love, because mine was going to be The Manuscript.
Oh, wow, that worked out so well. That worked out
perfect.
It also helps because our song taste is, like, opposite for the most part.
Yeah, so. Like, it really worked out.
Yeah, that worked out well for us. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to read all of yours?
Okay. I'll go first. My final list from the track list is Fortnite featuring Post Malone, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, Guilty as Sin ? Who's Afraid of Little Old Me ? I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, The Alchemy, Clara Bow, The Albatross, The Black Dog.
Good lineup.
Yeah.
Mine is The Tortured Poets Department, Down Bad, So Long London, But Daddy I Love Him, Brush Out the Slammer, Florida, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, LOML, The Manuscript, and The Bolter. Wow.
Can't wait to see. I'm so excited. 1 week till The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh my God. 1 week. Like literally 1 week and one day.
That's crazy.
Oh, also, we're going to do a book club episode.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up sometime soon. And you guys, we did an Instagram poll of what book you guys wanted to read, and everyone picked Beach Read by Emily Henry. So go get your book from the library or from the bookstore or from Target or wherever you get your books and read your book. And I think that'll be like May. So
yeah,
try to have it read by May. And yeah. Thanks guys for listening.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.